This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A week away from Thanksgiving and the holiday season upon us, a big series of events every year is Mercy Foundation's Festival of Trees. Foundation President Lisa Platt, thanks for being on with us today.
Hey, Kyle, thanks very much for having me. I always appreciate this every year, and thank you for accommodating me to do it via phone today. I appreciate it.
Well, and of course, you're over there in the Foundation Center, which is a bevy of activity right now. But let's back up a moment and kind of remind people, first of all, about some of the things the Mercy Foundation does.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons the foundation has been putting the Festival of Trees on now as our 31st year is because Ron Preston, who used to be the president of DSIPA, as well as Dan Hearn and Gary Wayman, approached at that time Sister Jaquetta Taylor, who was the CEO of Mercy Hospital, about doing a fundraiser that could be locally providing services and outreach to our community. So that's when we launched the Festival of Trees, and we've been doing it now, like I said, 31 years. It really is a community event. It does take a village to put this event on, but it is 100% of the money raised at the festival goes back out into our community in various wellness and prevention programs. This year, we're focusing not just on the foundation's outreach programs, but a couple of healthcare disparities projects that we've launched this year at Mercy Medical Center, which includes our food closet program as well as our inpatient dental program.
So a lot of things going on, and to do these events, to try to raise the funds you need to raise to do all these things, sounds like a lot of effort goes into the Festival of Trees events.
It is as soon as the festival is over, we turn around and we start planning for the next year. So last year was our big year with our 50th anniversary of the foundation and then 30 years for the festival. So this year we're going to try to make it just as exciting, for our community. One thing that we won't be able to do this year is our Sunday event, which is our Healthy Kids Vacation, fondly known as Family Day. The attendance had started slipping in the last couple of years, and trying to get volunteers there on Sunday with no attendance or few attendees, we've decided to take a year off and see if people, give us a call and say, hey, bring it back. So that's one of the unfortunate things of not being able to provide this year. But we have plenty of other activities for everybody to come down and see the beautiful trees designed by our volunteers in the community.
Yeah, talk about if somebody hasn't seen these trees before, this isn't just a tree with nice decorations. These tend to have, they do have themes and have a whole lot of things added to that. Talk about what goes into that of creating these sort of trees of art.
Sure. And that's exactly what it is. It's creativity and art. We have so many different creations this year. We have new designers. We have brought back some of our more seasoned designers. But it's just not about designing a tree. It's about following their theme. What this year's theme of the entire event is our winter wonderland. So we asked them to take that theme, and really they have this great canvas, and now they're able to go ahead and put together these beautiful trees. And they have, some of these trees have beautiful packages underneath them, trips, gear to go camping or gear to take, fishing trips. There's just a number of items that go into some of these beautifully designed trees.
And, of course, you've got to not only design them, plan them out ahead of time, but I guess a lot of the actual design work, or at least sort of the final putting it together part, happens down there at Seven Feathers, right?
It does. It will start on Monday, December 2nd, because our first event is Thursday, December 5th. So they start designing the trees. They put all of their trees together starting on Monday, and they have until midnight on Wednesday to have them completed, because Thursday we're kicking off the Festival of Trees with our Silver Bell Luncheon.
So let's talk about that a bit. Silver Bell Luncheon, what goes on with that?
That it's a lot of fun. If people have not been to it, they need to go. It's a smaller gala event, but it is during the day. It starts at 10:30, wraps up about 1:30. But we have a silent auction. We have some oral auctions. We have a great band that's going to be playing for the entertainment. Some folks that were at gala last year heard them. It's the Second Chance Blues Band. They'll be playing for the entire time. They're going to do the mute music while people walk around and look at the trees, as well as the silent auction items. We'll have a meal, and then we'll start the oral auction, and then they're going to play, you know, six or seven songs for us. And if you haven't heard them, you got to hear them, because they're a great jazz and blues band.
All right, so that, now, what is the admission for that event?
It's $50, or you can buy a table for 10 for $450. We do still have some tables available, so if you give us a call at 541-677-4818 or visit us at mercygiving.org and get a table. It's a lot of fun.
One of the events that I've been at a few times is your Home for the Holidays. Explain that one to people.
A Home for the Holidays is a Christmas party for our foster children. You know, we have a lot of collaboratives in our community, but one outstanding collaboration with is Department of Human Services, and they have been terrific. They bring their foster kids and their families down to the convention center about 5:30 that afternoon, and we just have a great Christmas party. There's gifts, there's Santa, there's games, there's all kinds of activities for the entire family. They'll have a dinner, and it's just a great evening to celebrate our families that are working very hard to go ahead and be that parent for those kiddos that may, for whatever reason, are not with their biological parents. So, again, big shout out to DHS. They do a great program. And if any foster parent is out there and they haven't signed up, please call your representative at Department of Human Services.
So this one is very focused just on those foster families and the foster kids, right?
That is correct.
So on Friday, you have Senior Day. What goes on there?
Well, Senior Day is a lot of fun. We have some of our local businesses, those who work with our senior population or may work with family members of the senior population. They're there to provide information, but we always invite our seniors to come on down, free admission, to come look at the trees, enjoy some, you know, coffee or tea and some cookies, and just enjoy meeting some of the other businesses in our community that might be able to provide services for mom and dad or for grandma and grandpa, but also the camaraderie of being part of the Christmas season and part of the Festival of Trees.
And this event always seems to have a pretty high attendance.
Well, yes, it does. It usually runs anywhere between 900 to 1,200 seniors that'll come down. So we want everybody to come down. It starts at 9:30, and they can have, you know, almost 3.5 hours to look at the trees.
Wow. So that goes on. Now, what did you say about, do you need tickets for that?
Nope, they can come on down. It's free to our seniors. We want them to be a part of it and enjoy the kickoff of the Christmas season with us.
All right, we're going to talk more about the Festival of Trees when we come back. Lisa Flatt, president of Mercy Foundation, with us. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow on Inside Douglas County, a special two-part program. We're going to talk about the Festival of Lights opening on Sunday at River Forks Park, and also about what's going on with the Umpqua Valley wine growers with our local wine industry for the Thanksgiving season. Lisa Platt with us from the Mercy Foundation, the president of the organization. And in fact, Lisa, how long have you been a Mercy Foundation as president?
Well, if I tell you, then it's going to be my age, too. I'm kidding. I've been with Mercy for 22 years, and I'm very proud about that, and very proud to be able to work with so many wonderful people in our community.
You know, as I was going over some of the information about what's happening this year, one thing I noticed is that you've got a youth ambassador for the foundation. Talk about that.
Yes, every year we try to highlight one of our youth that we feel like we have been able to work with in getting them the special equipment they need or special services they need. And the one this year is Sakari Ritchie. And I have to tell you, this young lady is amazing. You'll get to meet her at the gala event. But she, along with our partner out at Cougar Ridge, which they have equine-assisted learning, they have built a bond, a relationship that has helped Sakari with some things that were going on in her life. Her grandparents are very supportive. They pretty much raised Sakari. But I think once you meet Lorena and Leslie out at Cougar Ridge and some of the services they provide for equine-assisted learning, I have to tell you, this is a great program. And we're doing more and more projects with them through our DHS relationship. We hope with the Community Cancer Center and the kiddos that they're serving, along with Camp Millennium and our T1D kids. Those are kiddos that have type 1 diabetes.
All right, more about that when you attend the event. Now let's talk about the big gala dinner, benefit dinner and auction.
Sure, that's going to be on Saturday night, December 6th. I will say we are at capacity right now. Capacity was reached pretty quickly this year. We're thrilled that everybody would like to attend, and so we appreciate the early reservations. If people are still interested, please give us a call. We'll put you on a waiting list. I cannot say for sure that you'll be able to get in, but we are overwhelmed this year in our partnership with Seven Feathers. They have been great to accommodate everything that we've asked them to do. So this is the night we auction off the beautiful trees, those that are artistically designed by our volunteers. And we have a buy it now that's put on by our Tree of Hope committee. We hope that we have something for everybody. We have two bands that'll be playing that night. If you're familiar with Copper Steel, they are a southern rock band and amazing. Hit Machine, we had them last year. They are a fan favorite of all those that attend. So it's going to be a lot of fun with the idea of raising funds for all of our outreach and prevention services in Douglas County. And I have to emphasize once again, 100% of the money raised goes back out into our community.
And a lot of people that attend that event probably plan to spend the night down at the casino, right?
More than likely they do, yes. And if you can get a room, we encourage you to do that. The doors open at 5, and we go until the band is done, which is usually around 11. But it's a fun-filled, fun-raising time. And I want to say it's not just fundraising, it's fun-raising. Everyone enjoys it. It is the holiday kickoff, and there's so many people to thank. I cannot do it without saying thank you to our presenting sponsors, which are Aviva Health, Seven Feathers, the Cow Creek Tribe, Lynn Engel, Youth Store, Joseph E. Weston Public Foundation. These are our presenting sponsors. They're amazing. We have our Brilliant Star sponsors, our platinum sponsors, gold, silver, bronze, all of these sponsors make this happen. And again, I want to stress, this really is, does take a village to put this event on. So thank you to so many out there, sponsors, volunteers, designers, staff. They have been amazing to get this put together this year.
It has always seemed like it's a big community project.
Well, you know, in a way it is. And I don't want to call it a project, but I want to call it a fundraising event. You know, my colleagues out in the community, especially like Festival of Lights and Rotary and Brian Prowitz, that's a fun event too. So I always encourage everyone, you know, we have to be doing these things collaboratively, like the UCC Legacy Ball or whether it's the Boys and Girls Club event. We are all trying to serve our community. And working together, we can accomplish more.
As you look at the last 20 years, I mean, you've had a lot of things go on, a lot of programs come in, things are added, things are shifted. You've had quite a time here.
Well, and that's the idea. It's, you know, somebody called it yesterday that Mercy Foundation is the incubator, and maybe we are the incubator. We try programs, and once we feel like the program is going smoothly, then it's time for us to, you know, take another tentacle out there, like our youth diabetes program or our human trafficking program. Most recently, as I mentioned previously, has been our inpatient dental program as well as our food closet program. I think once everyone sees when we announce these at Silver Bell, people will get excited that Mercy Medical Center is doing much more for our social determinants of health and focusing on health care disparities.
Well, and there have been so many different elements you've done, including, I think, the kids' dental program, for example, and the difference that can make in kids that didn't always have the opportunity to access health care when they just because of funds.
Exactly. Our Healthy Kids Outreach program started in 2006. We launched our dental program in 2010. We added our participative dental learning lab, and it's just exploded. We're almost in every school in Douglas County. We are certified by Oregon Health Authority. This program is extremely important to our kiddos because there, every kid counts. Not just, you know, the Healthy Kids Outreach Program, but our human trafficking initiatives. Oh, my goodness. You know, we live on the I-5 corridor, and people need to understand that, yes, human trafficking is happening here in Douglas County. And we have a great task force that is headed up by Marion Pearson, and I know, Kyle, you've had her on the radio before. But all of these programs are crucial for our kiddos. We're working with our schools. We're working with Douglas ESD, and I cannot emphasize enough, these are collaborations. These are our partners.
How many staff do you have at Mercy Foundation?
Well, technically, I have 2.5. But through all of our grants and outreach, in total, we have 16.
So, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of different work going on. As you look to the future, what do you see ahead for the foundation?
Well, I hope as I've become more immersed into healthcare disparities and diversity, equity, and inclusion, we have some work to do. And I think that one of our new focuses, and I have been asked to take the lead in, has been healthcare disparities and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're doing a lot of really new things, innovative things for the hospital. And hopefully next year, when we're doing the festival again, we can talk a little bit more about those projects.
So for people that maybe schedule-wise can't attend the events, or you've already got, of course, a gala that is sold out, but if people still want to help the Mercy Foundation or find out more so they can consider helping, especially as we head towards the end of the year when people are thinking about giving opportunities in this calendar year, how do they get connected?
Sure. If anybody would still, we need volunteers, so if anybody would like to volunteer, give us a call at 541-677-4818. We'll get in touch with you once you give us a call and see what you can do to help us out. second to that. You know, if you're interested, come on down and see the trees. We're not going to hold anybody back. We want you to see the trees. It's a beautiful event. And give us a call. Any kind of information, info@mercygiving.org or 541-677-4818. Kyle, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And everybody, Merry Christmas. Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.